I can't believe you believe the Bible. Well, let's logic. Let's say, for example, four different guys, one from this direction, maybe one peeks out of the baptism, one from this direction, one from this direction. They all come. They don't know each other. This is the stage. They don't know each other, but they all come and say the same thing to you. You would believe them. Number one, they couldn't have made it up as a joke. Number two, the Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. You do understand that the four Gospels were dug up in four completely different areas, four completely different times, four completely different authors, and they all match up. Oh, but it's so illogical to believe the Bible. I can't believe you believe that a bunch of fairy tales. Well, you know what? I can't believe that you'd actually deny a historical fact, which is the resurrection of Christ. Everybody knows that when Christ resurrected, all of history was shaken. All the calendars were reset. Caesar and Augustine, they turned to one another and they were so shocked. And it's not like, you know, I was talking to an atheist the other day down in the park with Garrett. He's not here today. But I was talking to an atheist the other day. He goes, oh, well, you know, what did he say? He said something so silly. Oh, well, you know, it's the centurions, they just wanted to be Christian. They just felt like being Christian. How brainwashed do you have to be? Is it like one day, okay, this guy dies, if and he raises from the dead, and he defies death, but, you know, they're just going to follow him because they just feel like he might have something correct.